The state's share to buy 665 acres of Turtle Bay Resort land for conservation is $40 million. Senator Clayton He, who represents Oahu's North Shore, says the governor earmarked the money using general obligation bonds, which could be financed two different ways.
One is to commit the $40 million in general obligation bonds that would be paid over 20 or 25 years, depending on the bond itself. Or the other way is to commit $3.5 million in cash to pay off the debt service on a $40 million bond that can be issued later.
He says the House and Senate finance chairs have the latitude to appropriate the money, but so far have not chosen either alternative. Senate Ways and Means Committee Chair David Ige, who is also running against the governor in this year's election, says he's not politicizing the issue and supports preserving the land.
As you know, the governor's budget is $1 billion in deficit spending. So the challenge is, how do we pay for it? And we are waiting for a written outline of what the agreement is, trying to understand what the conservation easement would get us. So there are a lot of details that are yet to be known.
But Hawaiian Islands State Director for the Trust for Public Land, Leah Hong, says a formal document is not a prerequisite for funding or underwriting GO bonds.
Typically, the legislature appropriates money well before there is a final written agreement. These transactions are very complex, and you need to have the money ready in order for you to close later on.
The Trust for Public Land is providing $3.5 million for the deal, and the city and county of Honolulu is funding another $5 million. The governor's deputy chief of staff, Blake Oshiro, says he remains hopeful lawmakers will provide the funding.
Now we've reached a deal, and we're going to keep trying to work with the legislature, provide whatever information they need, because we want to see this happen.
North Shore resident Denise Antolini has worked with the community groups and the landowner on the conservation agreement for months. Antolini says it stands to benefit the entire state.
The Attorney General has played a critical role in crafting an agreement that puts together city money, state money, and conservation partnership money. And so the legislature needs to step up and make the right decision and fund that agreement this session before it's too late.
Antolini says the conservation land is priceless and the agreement should not be jeopardized. Senator He calls it a critical juncture and possibly the last chance to preserve the natural coastline from Kahuku Point to Kavela Bay.
We need to find the political will in the legislature to purchase for all time a conservation easement that will be enjoyed by future generations forever.
The Joint Senate and House Committee on the Budget will reconvene Friday and has an 11:30 p.m. deadline to pass the funding measure out of conference. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.